Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, and today we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, how to create real lasting value in your business. And here's the kicker. It's not just about growing revenues or landing the next big contract. Value is created in the way your business runs when you're not in the room. The truth is, most business owners I meet don't start thinking about valuation until it's too late, usually when they're already preparing to sell. By then, they're at the mercy of buyers who see every weakness, every inefficiency, and every red flag. But here's the good news. The value of your business is being written every single day. Every decision you make either adds to that value or quietly subtracts from it. That's where the PURE framework comes in. PURE stands for plus, unnecessary, replaceable, and equal. And it's a simple but powerful way to squeeze out more profit, attract higher multiples, and minimize the tax drag that eats away at your wealth. So today, we're going to break down what PURE means, how it impacts your EBITDA multiple and overall valuation, and how you can start putting it into action, even if you're not thinking about selling tomorrow. So let's dive in. The PURE framework is about taking a hard look at your business and asking four questions. The first one, plus. What can we add that creates real transferable value? Two, unnecessary. What can we strip away that's dragging down profits or confusing buyers? Three, replaceable. How do we make the business run without me? And four, equal. Are all relationships fair and sustainable? Employees, clients, vendors? Or are there imbalances that put value at risk? So let's break these down. The P for plus. Think about recurring revenue, those strong contracts, or systems that give buyers confidence the business will keep producing profits into the future. Adding a simple subscription model, for example, can dramatically boost valuation because buyers love predictability. The U for unnecessary. These are the personal expenses, inefficiencies, or complexities that eat away at EBITDA. If your financials are cluttered with perks or questionable deductions, buyers discount your valuation, and the IRS may raise an eyebrow. R for replaceable. If the business depends on you personally, your context, your technical expertise, your relationships, you don't have a business, you have a job. Building systems and leadership that make you replaceable actually makes the business more profitable and valuable. E for equal. This is about fairness and balance. Are your vendor contracts market rate? Are client relationships diversified? Is one employee holding all the cards? Buyers shy away from key man risk or lopsided contracts. Equality creates stability. Together, these four elements of PURE create both stronger profits today and higher multiples tomorrow. Now let's connect PURE directly to valuation. When buyers look at a business, they don't just look at revenue. They focus on EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. And then they apply a multiple. For example, a business with $1 million in EBITDA at a 5x multiple is a $5 million valuation. But if PURE is applied, maybe EBITDA grows to $1.2 million and risk profile improves, so the multiple jumps to 6. Suddenly, the valuation is $7.2 million. That's a $2.2 million difference just by making the business cleaner, leaner, and more transferable. Think about it. You didn't land a new customer. You didn't build a new facility. You simply ran the business in a way that reduced risk and created confidence. Here's where Claris Advisory Partners steps in. PURE isn't just about driving valuation. It's also about tax efficiency. For example, with PLUS, you could add strategic value through credits and incentives like R&D, energy efficiency, or employee retention credits. These are free money that many CPAs overlook because they're focused on recording history, not planning the future. The U for unnecessary. Strip out personal perks and restructure expenses. Maybe that company car needs to be reclassified. Maybe that owner's travel should be streamlined. The goal is to present clean financials to buyers and cut ongoing tax drag. And replaceable. Entity structures can help owners step back gradually while minimizing self-employment taxes or capturing capital gains treatment. And equalizing ownership structures, vendor contracts, and family succession plans doesn't just attract buyers, it minimizes disputes and keeps taxes under control. Pure is not just an operational tool, it's a tax planning tool. And this is where most CPAs miss the boat. They're historians, not strategists. Let me give you a few examples. We'll start with the medical professional. A physician I worked with had built a thriving practice, but was the only rainmaker. We implemented Pure by building out management layers, automating patient onboarding, and diversifying revenue streams. Within 3 years, the practice's valuation increased by 40%, and the doctor was working fewer hours. Let's take the manufacturer, for example. A second-generation family business had cluttered financials with personal expenses running through the company. We cleaned that up, restructured deductions, and found over $300,000 in annual tax savings. EBITDA improved, and buyers no longer saw red flags in the books. Then we have the family business. One family-owned company was struggling with succession. All relationships were tied to the patriarch. By building a management team and renegotiating key vendor contracts, we made the business replaceable and attracted interest from private equity at double the original valuation. These are real-world examples of Pure in action, and every one of them shows how value today equals flexibility tomorrow. Now, you might be thinking, Carol, I'm not ready to sell. Why should I care about valuation? Because valuation isn't just about selling. It's about control. When you apply Pure, three things happen. Your business generates more profit today. You create more options tomorrow. You reduce your tax burden in the process. Even if you never sell, a Pure business is easier to run, less stressful, and far more rewarding. And if one day you do decide to sell, you'll be sitting across the table from buyers with confidence, knowing you've already built a business they can't resist. So here's the takeaway. The Pure framework, plus a necessary, replaceable, and equal, isn't just theory. It's a roadmap, a way to turn chaos into clarity, complexity into simplicity, stress into transferable wealth. And it's not just about EBITDA multiples. It's about building a business that rewards you now and pays you later. That's Pure profits. That's Pure value. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If you are ready to explore how the Pure framework could transform your business and your financial future, I'd love to offer you a complimentary resource, the 8 Key Drivers of Company Value ebook. Download your copy at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com or call 877-434-6243 to schedule a value and tax strategy session with Claris Advisory Partners. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, navigate with intention, and we will see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.